Good evening, gentle listeners. Mark your calendars and brace yourself for the apocalypse, because this week you have your humble correspondent, right-wing blogger David Farrer, and Labour MP Grant Robertson singing in harmony. This week, Farrer and Robertson published figures on the uses of parliamentary urgency since 1999. They showed that in its first 2 years, the current National-led government pushed 17 laws through without allowing public submissions, compared to the 4 or 5 each term when Labour was in government. Now I can hear your eyes glazing over, but here's why you should be getting angry. Urgency extends the sitting hours of Parliament, allowing the government to get more legislation through by easily bypassing the select committee process. Now this is an important check and balance, where MPs from all parties can theoretically iron out problems and bills before they become law. Sometimes they're relatively trivial drafting errors and technical flaws, and at other times the committees submit more serious changes after careful consideration of the public input. It's not as headline-grabbing as screaming and name-calling douchebaggery in the chamber, but it does make a real difference to people's lives. And I've been pleasantly surprised and impressed by how thoughtful and serious the overwhelming majority of select committee members are about the unsexy coalface of legislating. Now, is urgency always a rort? Not at all. Listeners of a certain age will remember when Parliament routinely went into all-night sittings to pass budget legislation that basically kept the public sector solvent. And there are more recent events, like the Christchurch earthquake, that require a swift response. But it's impossible to argue with a straight face that there was any legitimate urgency in ramming through, to take one example, law changes implementing national standards in schools, an enormously controversial and complex policy. And it was downright obnoxious in 2003 when the previous Labour-led government placed the House in extreme urgency to retrospectively change the Electoral Act to allow new Plymouth MP Harry Dienhoven to keep his seat after he had unintentionally breached electoral rules. The political convenience of the government of the day and its allies is not the public interest, and certainly not urgent. Both David and Grant have thoughtful proposals to limit the use and abuse of urgency on KiwiBlog. That's www.kiwiblog.co.nz and Red Alert. That's blog.labour.org.nz. And whatever your political orientation, I recommend you read both. Ironically enough, what Farrer and Robertson have done online is pretty close to why select committees matter. The government, of course, isn't obliged to take a blind bit of notice of any select committee report, as long as it has the numbers in the House. But they shouldn't ignore the people who pay their wages without much better cause than we're seeing. After all, there's no urgency motion that will delay the general election. And if Parliament won't respect me, I'm quite happy to repay the disrespect in the only poll that matters.